rosso di sangue cade a terra, braccia a croce, lo scaccia in faccia quando è steso già caduto, gli arabi scappano nel mucchio, chiede aiuto, parte per sbaglio il colpo e fa come un rumore di petardo nel festino, si alza lento il volo del grande tacchino, chiude gli occhi e si avvicina sempre più vicino, l'ombra lo copre sull'asfalto senza fiato.
This episode of Audible Sounds. Before we go, just a reminder that you can catch the show every Thursday at 4 p.m. And that's all been here at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Si è spento il sole nel mio cuore perché non ci sarà più un'altra estate d'amore. I giorni sono fredde notti per me, senza più luce né calore, sul caldo mare che ci ha fatto incontrare, un vento gelido mi porta il dolore, la bianca luna che ci ha fatto sognare, si è spenta come il sole d'oro. Muore nell'ombra la vita, nel silenzio di tanti ricordi, forse l'estate è finita, t'amo ancora. Si è spento il sole, chi l'ha spento sei tu, da quando un altro dal mio cuore ti rubò. Innamorare non mi voglio mai più e nessun'altra cercherò.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
México, viva mi gente en libertad. pantalones guapados, corridos y rancheras de nota, por esa muta cuando regresará. Mucho el tarasco, mis tecotara, mara y otomí, las tradiciones deben sobrevivir. Noche de muerto, del árbol de la vida partirá, blanca paloma hacia la eternidad. Tantas cosas que van haciendo sueño realidad, México lindo, no te podré olvidar. Que viva México, viva mi rancho y mi ciudad. Que viva México, viva mi gente en libertad. Que viva México, viva mi rancho y mi ciudad. Que viva México.
Agárrate una nave para reventar. La fiesta es en la Roma o es en Coyoacán. can.
Ingratos ojos míos no me dejan en paz. Cada vez que te miro te quiero más y más. Con esos ojos míos no sé qué voy a hacer. Si tú no me comprendes me vas a enloquecer. Y no me mates, papacito, no más déjate querer. Ellos tienen la culpa de mi grande ilusión. Sin verte te recuerdo con todo el corazón. Cuando te estoy mirando de amor sufro por ti. Ingratos ojos míos, ¿por qué serán así? Llorar de pena los voy a condenar, porque por culpa de ellos no te podré olvidar. Cuando te estoy mirando de amor sufro por ti. Ingratos ojos míos, ¿por qué serán así?
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
If you talk and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here, and the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. It echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope. It was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground. But something always pulls me down. This familiar, deep, dark cavern, keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below, I say goodbye before I go with my last breath. Last I see the light. Thank you.
see la frontera from where I stand in line at El Comador. Just over that wall is a promised land hidden line at El Comador. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I pray to the Madre to hold back my tears in line at El Comador. I hold you and feed you here in my arms in line at El Comador. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm in line at El Comador. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride. In daytime we rest and we hide. Now coyote tells me be ready tonight in line at El Comador. So hungry just 3 days ago in line at El Comador. We stand with our brothers we met on the road in line at El Comador. Sister Cecilia welcomes us in, she leads us in prayer to begin. If we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again in the light at El small as I am, in line at El Comador. She draws out the trail on the palm of my hand, in line at El Comador. She says the new moon would help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me, in line at El Comador. I can see La Frontera from where I stand, heading line at El Comador. Just over that wall is a promised land, heading line at El
thinking. I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. Et la chambre soleil, it's what we do. And for 400 years it's been the same. From the violence and fear, We Huguenots came here seeking refuge on this isolated plain. Oh, the first came from the Spanish Civil War, when the Nazis and the Vichy came to power. Not a moment left to lose. We took in France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. We hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. Amidst all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too. And it's easy to decide, with the gospel as your guide, to our history and our faith we must be true. Et la chambre solennelle is what we do.
Every time I see your face, So much. How about Margaret Siri on the guitar? That's Bobby Sparks and Sean Martin over there on keyboards. Okay.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. so millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
since you walked out on me. Nothing seems to be the same old way. Think about the love that burns within my heart for you. The good times we had before you went away.
Looks like so pretty, you'll see. Amarillo and Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Nona. Make some Moscow, St. Bernardino. I want you get hip to this kind of tip and go take that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. So, so pretty, y'all see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Nona, Big San Pascal, St. Bernardino. Would you get him to this kind of trip and go take that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, get your kicks.
Little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Full of flavor since 1949.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Republicans held more hearings yesterday. These are hearings where Republicans are determined to show that the FBI has been weaponized by the left against the right. The first problem that Republicans had yesterday in making that case is that they had testimony from Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray is the director of the FBI. Christopher Wray is a Republican. Christopher Wray votes for Republicans, and Christopher Wray was the selection of Republican President Donald Trump to lead the FBI. And yet, this did not stop Republicans from making fools of themselves with all sorts of allegations. You're defending Hunter Biden. You're covering for the Bidens. You're targeting Republicans, none of which are based in any actual evidence. We're going to look at these clips. And the point that I really want to hit home here for you is that this is our money being spent. We talk about, you know, I pay taxes. I don't like my money being used for so many weapons. I don't like my money being used for wars. Fine, I agree. I also don't like my money used for political theater that goes nowhere, uncovers nothing. And it is this sort of thing. Now, our friend, Congressman Ted Lieu, a Democrat, he had a brilliant line of questioning. We're going to get to the Republican questioning in a moment, which was cuckoo. Ted Lieu had a brilliant line of questioning here that speaks for itself. Let's take a listen.
Trump advisor Roger Stone was convicted in a federal court, correct?
That's my recollection.
Trump donor Elliot Brady was convicted in a federal court, correct?
Also my recollection.
The attorney general at the time for those two convictions was Bill Barr. Which president nominated Bill Barr for attorney general?
President Trump.
Okay. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, was convicted on two separate occasions in a federal court, correct?
I believe that's correct.
The attorney general at the time for Cohen's second conviction was Matthew Whitaker. Which president appointed Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general?
President Trump.
Okay. Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was convicted in a federal court, correct?
Yes.
Trump's former deputy campaign manager, Mr. Gates, was convicted in a federal court, correct?
That's my recollection.
Trump's campaign foreign policy advisor, George Papadopoulos, was convicted in a federal court, correct?
True.
Yes, I think he pled guilty, yes.
The attorney general at the time of those three cases was Jeff Sessions. Which president nominated Jeff Sessions for attorney general?
President Trump.
You were the FBI director for all of those cases at the time. Which president nominated you?
President Trump.
Okay. What these facts show is we don't have a two-tiered system of justice. We have one Department of Justice that goes after criminals regardless of party ideology. All of these folks were convicted under the administrations of three separate Republican attorneys general. It is not the fault of the FBI that Donald Trump surrounded himself with criminals.
This is, of course, such an obvious point that I can't believe needs to be made. But the vast majority of those who were convicted under the supposedly weaponized FBI were convicted under the leadership of a Republican FBI director and Republican attorneys general. Now, this was like the best moment of this entire hearing. We then get to some of the cartoonish moments. Here is Republican Congressman Chip Roy trying to make the case that the FBI has behaved in